Blog Talk Radio.
You may already know what this is. PSA Radio. My bro Dre, three letter man. We in here, man. What's going on?
What's good, my G? Late night edition, man.
Hey, man. That's how we do it. That's how we do it.
So
I want to ask you, what do you think we should start off with, bro?
Let's talk about Westbrook.
I'm gonna piggyback on you. I want you to start this one. Let's see what you got. Let's see it.
Alright, let's talk about this Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant. Can you call it a situation? I don't know what you call it. It's just weird to me. I mean, you got Kevin Durant, was he drafted by OKC back in 2007. A year later, Westbrook gets drafted 2008. The funny thing about that, Timbo, when you go back and look at the draft, because I was watching some old clips tonight, Kevin Durant was at the draft. The night Westbrook got drafted, he was right there in the crowd cheering and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So y'all been rocking together this whole time. Let me ask you a question. Did you have a problem with Kevin Durant leaving OKC? And if you did or you didn't, did you also have a problem with him going to a team that he was up 3-1 in the Western Conference Finals?
Look,
did you have a problem with that?
It's tough because I can't put myself in this position. The one thing I have a problem with that I will admit is that he didn't talk to Russell Westbrook about
talk
it.
About it. Simple.
He didn't,
for real, man. Talk about
even
it.
Even if he made his decision, I'm gone, that's it, you got to have enough respect to say, look, this is what I'm doing. You know, I'm making this decision so you don't find out through the press or anything like that. I'm letting you know as a man.
Wait, can you slow that down and say that again? Not through the press. I think people really need to highlight what you just said right there.
Yeah.
The media.
Yeah. I don't want you to find out through the press. But as a man, as a friend, as a teammate, I'm telling you straight up, look, man, I loved us playing together. We did some historical shit, but, you know, I'm taking my talents to Oakland, Ice City, with my boys up there. That's where I'm going. I know it looks a little funny style, but this is what I'm doing, you know. This was his decision, you know. And this is the thing, in the era of super teams, like, these guys are it, you know.
Because that's the new wave. That's the new wave.
Yeah,
you know?
Everybody has the big three. I mean, when Miami, it was LeBron, it was Chris Bosh, Dwayne Wade, you know, now you have Stephen Curry, Draymond Green, all these guys up there, Klay Thompson, now you have Kevin Durant.
And to piggyback on what you say, people will say, well, if you go back to the 80s, you know, the Celtics with Larry Bird, Robert Parrish, Kevin McHale, Dennis Johnson. The Lakers had Magic, James Worthy, Kareem, Byron Scott, all these guys. But those teams in the 80s, early 90s, those cats came together. First of all, free agency wasn't crazy like it is now in this era.
Yeah.
Most of those cats got drafted by the 80s. Larry Bird got drafted by the Celtics. Kevin McHale got drafted by the Celtics. You know what I'm saying? Even though Kareem came from Milwaukee. But you get what I'm saying? It really started from
more
the
loyalty.
Celtics.
Yeah, there was more loyalty, and there was more loyalty, and there was more sense of competitiveness. You know,
that's another
Magic
word you got to highlight too. Competitiveness, for real.
We've seen Magic in interviews. He was like, "Yo, Larry Bird is my man. Love that guy. I would never have joined his team in a million years. I don't care what the Celtics would offer me." That's not what you do. We were rivals. We play against each other. We don't do that. I would not have joined the Celtics at all. And I'm sure Larry Bird was the same way. It takes the fun out of the game, in my opinion. But that's not even the case with this. You know, the times have changed. The eras are different. You got to accept it, you know.
But let me say, when you say it takes the fun out of the game, let's be real, because I said the same thing. I'm going to keep it real. Timbo, I said what you said in 2010 when Miami – form their team, and what did I do? Mm-hmm. I wanted to watch that shit.
I think
I really wanted to see, you know what I mean?
I agree with you, but I'm thinking like from back in the day, it would take the game
okay.
to find out.
Right.
Now it's just the way it is. Like now, you know, that's what people do. You know, and I mean, it's their decision, man. But as a friend, as a teammate, as someone I made history with, you know, and not only that, Dre, but publicly, they seem to be like best friends. They seemed to be, you know, on the court, they were like brothers. You know, they would butt heads. They would go at each other. But that's okay. That's what brothers do. You know, you can
And you got to do that. And whatever situation they had,
you
keep that in-house. Like, let's be real.
You have to.
We've all watched ESPN First Take when Skip Bayless and Stephen A. was on together. And Skip used to ride Russell hard body. Like, and I understand some of the points he made, like, as a point guard. Your point guard shouldn't maybe have taken more, 100 more shots than Kevin Durant if you're playing the point guard position.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Your job is really to distribute the ball. But let's be real, my dude. Is Russell really a point guard? To me, he's more of a two guard. He's like Allen Iverson.
He's
he playing the point where AI was a two guard to me and shit.
Yeah.
Even though Russ
and he's
has
like a
mad
hybrid.
Triple doubles.
He's like a hybrid player. You know, he's one of the new hybrid type players. You can't put them like in their own. They're in their own category, you know.
Russ is the most athletic point guard ever in NBA history. Derrick Rose would have had that cap. They would have had that title also, but injuries kind of fucked him up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I gotta
yeah.
go back on what you said, Timbo. I totally agree. You owe KD. I mean, you owe Russell that though, bro. You playing with this man 8-9 years. What? Your third, fourth year. I made it to the fucking NBA Finals together and shit. You owe that man, bro, to be like, son, not through no text, and like Timbo said, not through the media. Now you sit at the crib and turning on fucking ESPN, breaking news, and breaking news, Kevin Durant taking his fucking talents to Oakland. Like, my nigga, you owe OKC organization that. And you know what I'm saying? You just owe them that doing shit. You know what I'm saying? You go back to LeBron with a decision and shit. He's always says, in hindsight now, he would have handled it differently. He would not have done it. Not saying Durant did a fucking special and this, that, and the third, but just calling your man Russ after 8-9 years and be like, bro, I'm out. Not through no text, like face to face, like, bro. And obviously, and here's another thing. You're up 3-1. 3-1 in the Western Conference Finals. Like, Timbo, let's say you're Durant. Just you right now. Fuck you, Durant. You yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You're up 3-1, and you lost. You choked in the fucking Western Conference Finals. Could you see yourself joining that team the next year, though? The very next year?
Let me tell you something. As a competitor, no. No. I couldn't. I can't put myself. I don't know what the man, what happened behind the scenes. You know, Dre, here's the thing. What if this was in the works for even longer? Anybody thought of that?
Talking behind closed doors and shit before
he
got public?
Yeah, what if this was in the works longer? What if he was being recruited during the season, everything like that, and then losing was the cherry on the cake. That was it. Yep, I'm gone.
I want to piggyback on what you said because I agree totally. These were conversations they had. Let's take it back to Miami again. It's been documented and I've gone Dan Levitard, all these guys I listened to. They said it themselves. When LeBron, Bosh, and Wade decided to come together in 2010, that wasn't just some shit that just happened right then and there. These niggas was talking already. These cats were talking. I'm pretty sure Paul Pierce, Ray Allen, and KG were talking when they aligned themselves in Boston. So, I totally agree to the question you said. These niggas was talking, Timbo. Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah. They were talking.
And icing on the cake,
and
what
like
you
said,
the icing on the cake is him losing.
Yeah.
If they won, he could not join that team. He needs to use that flame.
He couldn't. No, he couldn't. Because then that really wouldn't make sense. You join the team that you beat, you know? That really That wouldn't make sense at all. That would be horrible. But now, losing and not making the finals, not winning the finals, it gives them like an out He has an out. He has a reason now.
Right.
The biggest reason was, you know, before, even before the season, oh, Russell and Durant are great, but they will never win a title together. Now, how many times did we hear that?
Talks.
How
that was
many times have we heard that?
Many times.
And
many
now,
times.
This is just another season solidifying that. They didn't win a title, so now he has an out. He's able to leave.
But it's okay, you don't look at it like, okay, we was up 3-1. We fucked up. We just gave. How do we lose them? Next couple of games are just ridiculous to me. Like, you don't go into the locker room thinking to yourself, like, yo, we had this team and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, here's the thing. Remember when LeBron in game 6, 2010, his last game was against the Celtics. And, you know, that was the year 2010 when free agency and shit, where LeBron's going to do what LeBron's going to do. It was LeBron's summer, basically, 2010. LeBron's summer.
Yeah.
Him losing to the Celtics and him walking out the tunnel, I guarantee LeBron knew he was up out of fucking Cleveland right then and there. And
he
the same
knew
thing
it.
With
he
Durant.
Knew it.
He knew it. And I'm going to say the same thing with KD. He knew that shit. I'm out of here, son. I'm gone. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
Now,
I think he knew.
You agree, right? He knew. He had to know, man. I'm up out of here, son. You know what I'm saying? It's not like he's great. I mean, I'm pretty sure he had, like he said, sleepless nights when he's grabbing the fucking tennis ball against the wall and shit. You know what I'm saying? What should I do and shit? And here's the thing, man. I like Russell Westbrook a lot, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you got legends co-signing this cat. Allen Iverson said that's his favorite player to watch. You got Kobe Bryant, who doesn't really give nobody no fucking love. Kobe don't show nobody no love. He gives you tough love. He's not out there throwing kudos to niggas. Well, he started doing it to, you know, the latter parts of his career. The last couple of years, you see him ingratiating other players and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Kobe Bryant said that Russ has that dog in him, and Russ reminds him of himself. And Michael Jordan has said the same thing about Russell Westbrook.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I like Russ and shit. You know what I'm saying? Here's the thing also. Now you got Kevin Durant here in OKC. You decided, okay, you didn't want to call Russ. I think that was some fuckboy shit, KD, straight up and down, my nigga. I know you a superstar, you're top three player in this league. I just think that's some fuck nigga shit. Now you're over there in Golden State, and you're chirping, and you're making all kind of comments. Timbo, what the fuck did he say? Now he's learning how to play real basketball?
With unselfish nigga. Players or something like that?
Yeah, son. Like, that's not a shot at OKC front office, OKC organization, OKC's coaching staff, Russell Westbrook, and you, hold on, refresh my memory. If you just learned how to play basketball, KD, did you not go to the NBA Finals even though you lost in OKC? When you won the MVP, was it not in OKC? So to me, that's like, you're taking shots. Be classy, KD. I'm just saying, I don't know, Tim, how you feel about that shit. I just think him chirping and you're shitting on Westbrook to me. Not only did you not respectfully tell
him,
I'm
glad Westbrook said something. It's like, yo, don't ask me these questions no more. Like, I'm done. I'm finished with this.
Well, I don't think he's answering the question. I think he's handling this very mature.
He's handling this very maturely.
He's not chirping. He's not feeding into the media bait for bulletin board material. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you know what? The best thing for Kevin Durant, though, Timbo, my opinion, and you might feel me on this, is having a guy like Draymond Green on his squad. And when I say that, he takes away the pressure from KD, because let's be real, KD's not really a loud person talking, so he's doing all this chirping. You could do the chirping because you got the I like to call him the enforcer, Draymond Green, a.k.a. kick you in the nuts, pause. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It reminds me when the Baltimore Ravens won their first Super Bowl, and I remember Ray Lewis was going through his murder trial. Shannon Sharp was really the mouthpiece for Ray Lewis, and that's what Draymond Green is for Kevin Durant. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just don't like all the chirping and shit, my dude. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't like it either. Leave that shit. You know what? Here's the thing. If you're going to do that, trash talk on the court. That's what I say. Trash talk on the court. Put that shit on the court. I don't want to hear that. And especially, man, you leave a team, you don't let your boy know what's going on, and then you're like, and then you diss him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and like you're being inconsiderate, up, you know, and like you're trying to like, kick that man when he's down, because I'm pretty sure, listen, I know Russ wants to be the man. He think, I mean, like I said, the year when KD got hurt, Russ was getting triple doubles out the wazoo out here. I mean,
yeah,
then he goes to the playoffs and shit, but he was putting his numbers up. And let's be real, man. I mean, you're not Russell Westbrook is motivated already. I got Russell Westbrook as my MVP this year too. Let me throw it out there early on PSA. I got Westbrook as MVP this year early. You know what I'm saying? So I just think KD needs to shut the fuck up and play ball. You know what I'm saying? That's just my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah, I completely agree with you. I completely agree with you that just let the game speak, you know. And it's unfortunate, too, because I don't think KD just didn't come off as that person to really do that and say that type of stuff, you know.
He's coming up as a dickhead, man. Let's call it what it is, Timo. He's coming up as a dickhead.
Now he is. Exactly, now he is. So.
I give him this. If he's trying to embrace the villain role, and here's another thing we're not thinking about, Timbo. He's making it hard. When all right, you leave a team, right, and you go back to OKC for the first time, he's making it hard for those people, those fans, to remember and appreciate all this shit he did at OKC.
All they're going to remember is what he's doing now. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree. Yeah, I agree with you. So OKC, they're not gonna, because let's be honest, he didn't win anything in OKC. At the end of the day, there was no titles won. All they're going to remember is him talking this mess, dissing the whole organization, all of OKC, Russell Westbrook, everything like that. That's all they're
going
to remember.
And going to the team that you lost, you was up 3-1 against.
Yeah. Not only that, Dre, OKC is going to be like, my G, where'd you come off, man? I didn't see you win a title here. Well, you
see
come off saying some stuff like this. Yeah. You didn't win a
Listen,
title
man,
here.
I don't have a problem with Durant leaving. If you want to leave, you control your own destiny. Like Draymond Green said, you're your own CEO. I get all that. You know what I'm saying? You control your destiny. You don't have to let organizations tell you. I'm always down for the players for making their move on what the fuck they want to do. Me personally, I don't think, like you said earlier, the competitive nature in me, I'm not trying to go in your squad. You just beat me, my dude. Like, I just can't do that. Like, it's just unconstitutional, unethical. Like, nigga, I was up 3-1. If anything, I'm trying to fuck you niggas up, bro. Like, dead ass. Like, the whole summer, I'm angry. I just can't wait for NBA season to start. I want to kick your teeth in and shit. You know what I'm saying?
And, 100%.
I
agree with you.
You know what I'm saying? Let's be real. I mean, we're going to love this when Russell – it's going to be Russell and Durant. When they play, the views are going to be up. Motherfuckers are going to be tuned in like a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, listen, I got Golden State and Cleveland in the NBA Finals again. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? I just think, you know, you can't, at the end of the day, I can say all this about Kevin Durant. Those motherfuckers won 73 games last year, and you add in one of the top three players in the world, Steph Curry, who was injured last year, no excuse for him. You got Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, you still got Andre Iguodala. So you got a strong nucleus still over there. You know what I'm saying? So that's just what it is, man.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. I guess we'll see. We'll see what ends up happening. Season's going to start soon. And let's see what the chemistry is like, Monchi.
We'll wait for the 30 for 30 special on this Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook.
That's it. That's it. But it feels good to kind of get back to the sports thing, man. We'll drop this.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. We got to get back
into
this, man.
Take us
home, Monchi. Hey, man, you guys already know what it is. PSA Radio, we talking hip-hop. We talking sports. We got battle reviews. We got three that just dropped. Go check all that stuff out, man. You guys already know what we do. More battle reviews coming up. Card reviews coming up. We'll probably get back, link up back together later this weekend, maybe Sunday, something like that. We'll get back on. But we'll get the cards down, and then you guys already know what it is, man. This is just what we do. PSA, radio, sports, hip-hop, the whole globe of it. This is just what we do, man. My bro Dre, kick us out, my G.
You already know what it is, man. PSA podcast. All the fucking recaps up now. I see fucking Rum Nitty and Ill Will doing the numbers and shit. Moving. I see these niggas showing us love on the recaps. You already know what it
sir,
is.
Sir, that's what we do. We out.